USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says there'll be a recount of the presidential race.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county.
Raffensperger details what will happen during the hand recount.
This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a re-canvass all at once. It will be a heavy lift, but we will work with the counties to get this done in time for our state certification.
The CDC is updating its guidelines on face masks. The federal agency saying that wearing a mask not only protects those that you come in contact with, but also protects the mask wearer. The CDC statement also says that cloth masks can reduce the wearer's exposure to infectious droplets through filtration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump commemorating Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence when he placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A large retailer is transitioning out of bankruptcy.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year, and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many Democratic senators are ticked off that Republicans are not congratulating Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, who declared victory in the 2020 election on November 7th. That declaration being disputed by President Trump with numerous lawsuits across the country. There's also a recount taking place in Georgia. No matter who wins the election, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says all the votes need to be counted.
At the core of our Republicans, legitimacy comes from people's confidence in the elections. And right now you've got half this country that has doubts about the veracity of this election. And that's why the process that exists in the law, there's a process in the law that exists after the election, before the results are certified, that process has to be allowed to move forward. Otherwise, we're going to have a result here that half the country will harbor significant doubts about. And that's bad for the country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. One grocery store is offering shoppers insurance on their Thanksgiving turkeys. Whole Foods is teaming with Progressive Insurance to offer the first ever protection plan. The Amazon-owned grocery store is giving away $35 gift cards to anyone who burns, overcooks, undercooked, or drops their bird. And finally, the smash children's hit Baby Shark continues to break records. The 11th time platinum tune has officially reached diamond status. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.